My brothers and sisters in Christ, there's about 5 hours worth of homily material here this morning in these readings. We've cut it down to about 3 hours. You have to do most of that on your own reflection. What do we hold valuable in this life? It's the money that we have, because we know that it has potential to get whatever we need. And so this is what the poor crippled man had hope for there at the entrance of the beautiful gate. And yet he received so much more. Why? Because he was expecting to receive something from them. He was filled with hope. Whatever you have, I'm willing to receive from you. This is the disposition that our souls need to have, especially in the Easter season. And Christ has so much more to give us than we had ever realized. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord, is what the psalm tells us. We should always be longing for whatever it is Jesus has in store for us. It might not be money. And it's interesting that Peter and John didn't even have money to give him. We don't have any. They would have given it to him if they had some. But they had so much more, they didn't need to have that money. And so Jesus transforms the heart of this poor man, and he's leaping and jumping. You can see him going around as he goes into the temple area, because he has something so much more. His crippledness, of course, reflects the sadness, the loss of hope in the hearts of these disciples, doesn't it? On the road to Emmaus, they're leaving Jerusalem, leaving the place where God resides, the temple. They're leaving where Christ has died and has risen, thinking it was all for naught. It was all for naught. We were hoping. And it's the last thing that they say, they report to Jesus as he's listening on and on. What do they say? And then they tell us that he rose from the tomb. The women women had described it, but him they didn't see. Isn't that interesting? They said that was the last thing they said to Jesus, but they didn't see him. And Jesus is like, do you see me right now in front of you? And still their hearts were slow. And so Jesus explains again to the prophets that he had to suffer. Isaiah said it, on Good Friday, that first reading that we have. Isaiah explains it so well that Jesus has to suffer. And he has to die. The servant will suffer. He'll lose everything, be stripped, right? But all that to be able to receive so much more. So much more. And so as Jesus explains all of this and he breaks the bread, which we do every morning here, we get to leap and rejoice here because Jesus is present to us. He gives us his very self. They wanted him to stay with us, Lord. Want to remain with us. Stay here with us. And even though he disappears from their sight, is he gone? No. Jesus is right there with them. He's giving us evermore. Evermore. And so let's continue every day to receive him in this beautiful temple, all that God wants to give us. He gives us his very self in this Holy Eucharist. Let's prepare our hearts to receive him.